Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, Kev, you're going for the extended dance mix version. Soft sell. Moose Miller in tonight for Jordana Green on WCCO, where it's 10:08 on this Thursday night. 65 degrees. We'll take that. Not too shabby. Mike Przinski is with me, co-founder and president of Busy Kid, which has been quite busy themselves. They've been making news all over the country, including our friends at the Wall Street Journal and Women's Day. And basically, Busy Kid is a way for parents, Mike, to teach kids the value of work and chores and kind of understand and grasp basic economics, right?
Hey, Moose, how are you? Yeah, absolutely right. We put together this platform, Chores and Allowance, to try and help parents teach their kids the basic principles of finance, the things that they're not learning in school these days. They do chores, they get allowance, they learn how to earn, save, share, spend, and for the first time, and we're the only platform that does this, allows them to go and use their allowance to buy real stock in the stock market and learn how to do some investing.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. You know, and what's so sad is what you just pointed out. We don't teach kids, at high school age or junior high age, money management and the responsibilities of that, and especially at high school age. You know, when you're going to start to get bombarded with credit cards and all those things and the trappings and traps that can lead into, how early do you start with children at BusyKid.com?
Well, our platform is designed for kids as early as five, but we know that there are kids younger than that using it. Kids today seem a little bit more advanced than they've been in the past. They're using mobile devices as early as 2 and 3 years old. Mm-hmm. It depends on the parent and the child and what their level of comfort is. But 5 to 18 is really the platform for us. And going back to what you were saying a second ago about kids learning this in school, right now there's only 7 states that require some sort of test for graduation that includes some hours in personal finance. And so we're raising kids right now not understanding how to do these things with money, how to budget. They don't understand about loans. They don't understand about credit. But then on top of that, we're moving to a cashless society. So just yesterday, you know, Visa announced that they're going to start paying restaurants money if they'll go cashless. So we're going to give kids and teach kids in school how to do things with coins and paper. But yet, if you really think about it, how many times do you actually have money on you?
Yeah.
And everybody else. So, so we're teaching them one thing in school, but then expecting them to go into the real world and try and make that connection, and we're failing.
Well, and the other thing is, it's one thing when you have paper money in your wallet and you can see how much you have left, where if it's electronic payment, credit card, debit card, whatever, there's a lot of people out there that don't get the concept of, you know what, you still got a budget here. You just can't go crazy buying this, charging that, and spending here and there. Because at the end of the day, you got to pay up.
My teenage daughter has a friend who we got into a conversation one day, and I asked her, how do you balance your checking account? And she said, well, as soon as I run out of money, I know that it's balanced. And so... So that's the wrong principle, right? And so
wow.
we're not only trying to teach kids about work ethic by allowing them to do these chores, but we want them to understand the value of money, right? And so if they're going to go and buy something that's $50 or $60, we want them to understand the hard work that went behind that. Because then, one, they'll appreciate it a whole lot more. And then they'll understand that, you know, if I work this hard for this, if I work a little bit harder, maybe I can get more. And then there's a certain freedom that comes with that as well.
All right. So this is all predicated on, you got to have parents that are willing to, you know, pony up for the budget of, I'm going to be funding this. I mean, I'm going to be, you know, creating the budget that they do the chores, and then I'm paying them through this system, right?
You're right. But, you know, right before we came on the air, you had an ad from somebody that was looking for, they're offering up a service to come wash windows. And so there are people out there, there are parents out there that are paying someone to come clean their pool or mow their grass, wash their windows, clean their house. Well, what we're trying to get across is, you know, you could spend a whole lot less money, put your kids to work, and then teach them the lessons that they really need to understand as they grow into teens and young adults, which, again, is about work ethic, accountability, responsibility, and then how to manage that money once they get it through the allowance, of how to spend it wisely, and more importantly, how can I go invest this to really let my money make money for me?
You know, it's so funny you bring that up, because I was a kid in the 70s, and I remember, you know, we used to love when it snowed, because we'd go out and shovel walks, and we made a pretty decent money, you know, during the holidays and leading up to the holidays to pay for stuff. And then in the summer months, we mowed lawns and raked lawns, yep, and did yard work and trimmed bushes and hedges and got paid to do all that good stuff. And that's kind of gone. I mean, I just, you know, now you have lawn crews and services and stuff like that.
You're right. We've kind of lost ourselves. I date you a little bit than that. I grew up in the 60s, but I was the exact same way. And we had chore charts on our refrigerator, and each one was tied to a certain amount of money. And we got our allowance at the end of the week. And I always remember, come Friday or Saturday when it was payday, then all of a sudden my mind shifted to, what can I go do with that money? And sadly enough, I didn't understand the principles that I'm teaching today, or else I'd be a whole lot better off. But you know, it does take a special type of parent who really wants to see their child succeed financially, and go beyond maybe where they are right now with the understanding of the basic principles of finance. And this is a great way to get them started.
Well, you know, as I see here, you know, you basically, through this online portal, busykid.com, they'll understand, okay, you've made this money. That doesn't mean you go out and spend it all. You save some of it. You maybe share some of it. You spend some of it. But you try to put that money to work. You know, I'll never forget the first time I read Guy Kawasaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And what those concepts just burn into your brain.
They really do. And that's why we set up Busy Kid the way it does. When a family enrolls and they put their child in, they automatically go and they pick the chores that they want them to do. But then we have three buckets set up in the system with the child's main account. And there's a save, a share, and a spend. And we preset those, but a parent might say, I want my child to save more, or I want my child to donate more. And so they can go in and fix those. But again, it's about building a routine inside your child that they're going to get used to and feel comfortable with, so that as they grow, they're going to think back on it and go, you know what, I give every Sunday at church, or I donate every year to a charity because I did it when I was young, and I continue to do it to this day.
Yeah, and you know what, to learn the whole concept of pay yourself first.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up there.
The concept of pay yourself first, you know, and take that money and put that to work. And you guys actually have ways that they can go out and start to buy into the stock market.
Yeah, you know, investing is a very important part. I was reading something the other day that said, hey, if you ever want to get away from leaning on a paycheck your entire life, you need to learn how to invest, whether it's in stock, real estate, or the other options that are out there, retirement plans. But sadly enough, our kids aren't learning those things in school. So by the time they get their job and there's an opportunity for a 401k or some company matching, they don't fully understand the choices they need to make. And so by us allowing them to start learning about the stock market, start making some choices, and we're talking about fractional shares of stock here. So a child can can actually go buy $5 in Apple or $10 in Google. We're not talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're investing. So, you know, for a parent that doesn't really understand the market either, maybe he's always wanted to play around with it, but didn't want to put in $100, this is a great way for them to go do that as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, and some of these stocks, though, too, you know, you start pounding away at them and, you know, 5-10 years from now, you might be talking about some pretty serious return on investment.
Well, I would like to think that we could lead to that. I'm hopeful that maybe 10 years down the road, we're hearing some success stories of some of the kids that grew up using BusyKid and how this got them started down on a bigger path. But, you know, for right now, we've got a big hill to climb because there's not a lot of help out there. There's no help for parents because of our school systems and the mandates that they're getting from the states. And so parents have to take it upon themselves to go and find the tools necessary to teach their kids to go and do better.
Well, and you talk about doing good things and sharing, and I'm looking at the charities that you support, Autism Speaks, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Honey Foundation, you know, to help out honeybees, the Warrior Dog Foundation, Folds of Honor. These are all really noble, great charitable organizations that, you know, are trying to make a difference in the world.
Yeah, and that list is going to grow. As we continue to grow, it's going to grow. And one of the cool features about us, too, is that we have what's called a cash back feature. So every week a child can decide, I want some actual money. So they're able to cash back, send money back to their parents. The parents give them the money, and then the child can use it for what they want. And what we're finding to this point in time is most of them are taking it to church and donating it to their local church in the form of dollars instead of doing it online.
Sure.
But that list is going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to support these organizations because we really believe that sharing is one of the big, you know, financial principles. And we've, you know, everybody seems to be comfortable with giving November and December. Well, we're trying to build a foundation and a routine in these kids to where they feel comfortable doing it year round.
Mike Brzezinski is with us, co-founder and president of BusyKid. I'm really sensing too that, you know, faith, you know, and religion can kind of really tie into this. And I would imagine certain parts of the country probably would adopt this more readily than others.
Well, we've seen, you know, you're absolutely right. There are some of the principles that the religions follow and giving and things like that. So we do have a solid following there. But really, we have members in all 50 states. We have some in Canada and some overseas as well. So this is a popular platform, and it's for a problem that's really worldwide. You know, parents in Europe, Australia, Germany, and others in Canada have the exact same problem as we do. The only difference is they're doing a better job of teaching the fundamentals in school. So we're trying to fill that gap, but there's always going to be a part of us that's going to be tackling that financial literacy to go out there and again educate not just parents but the kids about how we do this thing better, because then we all benefit. You know, if we have less, you know, national debt, then we're all better off.
How long you guys been around?
Well, we started started as a company called My Job Chart in 2011. And over the last couple of years, we've had to evolve our product because there's been advances in technology, advances in cybersecurity. And so we decided to go ahead and completely do a rebrand. So this is an extension of the mothership, if you want to call it, My Job Chart in 2011. So we've been around about 7 years, and we grew My Job Chart to about 1 million members. And you know, like I said, all over the world, and we're excited about this new venture as well because of the technology and the things we're able to do here that we weren't able to do there.
Well, it's a really cool idea, and you guys really have seemed to have gotten this whole thing buttoned down, and what a great idea! Wish you the best going forward on this.
Well, I really appreciate it. I hope people will go to our website and check us out. We've got some exciting things coming down for later on this month, and I really appreciate the opportunity being with you.
Sure. The website is called BusyKid.com. I'm Moose Miller in tonight for Jordana Green here on WCCO. You know, on the heels of what we were just talking about there with Mike Przinski, the founder and president of Busy Kid, teaching kids how to make money through chores around the house and, you know, then manage that money. Get this. Bankrate just came out with, and this is from Bankrate.com, more and more Americans have a side hustle to make extra money. 44 million of us. And we're talking, you know, pretty substantial side income here. 86% of those who have a side hustle do it monthly. 36% make $500 a month. And when you start to really drill into this, people ages 18 to 26, which are millennials, are the most likely to have a side hustle, 96% of them. Although those 18 to 36 also tend to earn less than older generations, 50% of us older generation folk are bringing in that amount, 500 or more a month. And get this, I guess you would call them pre-retirees, right? People age 53 to 62 have a side hustle that makes at least $1,000 a month. Wow. 54% say that they use that money to pay monthly expenses. And obviously, Bankrate.com found that women are more likely to use their money more sensibly than men. 69% say that they use it for expenses rather than other things, which I guess is what the men say. Such as going out and blowing it all on French fries. Because today is National French Fry Day. You knew that, right? We didn't invent this, by the way. Belgium invented French fries. I did not know that. And here were some of the deals. Although if you're driving around, you could probably pull into a drive-thru. Arby's. If you buy a brown sugar bacon sandwich, and doesn't that sound good right now? You get a free small fry and a drink. You don't need a coupon. BurgerFi. Do we have any of those around the Twin Cities? They actually stamp the name BurgerFi on the bun. Purchase any burger or hot dog, you get a free regular order of fries. Burger King, get two cheeseburgers, small drink, and a small order of fries for $3.49. What about good old DQ? That's a Minnesota staple. At Select locations, you can buy small fries for $1 all day today. McDonald's, get a free order of medium fries with any app-based purchase. That goes on every Friday through September 7th. Wow, okay, cool. Pizza Hut, now I didn't know they sold fries. You can get 24 Wing Street wings with sauces plus two orders of waffle fries. Okay. For $19.99. Okay. That's about it on the fry deals here on this Thursday evening. When we come back on the other side here, we'll check some weather. And then we're going to talk about what's going on up in Chisholm, Minnesota, up there on Derange there now, you know. Dylan Harding's going to join me from Slide the City. They're bringing in, coming up in August, this giant inflatable slide setup that's, I think it's 1,000 feet long. It's like 3 football fields. And you set, imagine a bounce house on steroids. And you can slide like you would set it up on probably a street that goes downhill, probably you don't want to have it too steep, but then you run water on it continuously and you pay a fee to get into this area and you water slide all day long. Bring an inner tube or whatever else. But Chisholm, I guess, actually contacted these folks at Slide the City, and I was looking at their website, slidethecity.com. This is awesome. They've got some great video. Thanks to GoPro cameras, man, you can get some awesome shots, and it really does advertise it upright. What a great idea. And I guess this crew comes in with a couple of semi-trucks or a semi-truck full of gear, and they can, early in the morning, inflate this all up, get it ready to go, and boom. They're off and running all day long. People are sliding the city. So we're going to find out more about this when Dylan joins us after we take a check of WCCO weather. Coming your-
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Well, here we are, Thursday night, CCO land. Moose Miller in tonight for Jordana Green. It is 10:38. So, as I was looking at the forecast here, we're going to be into the 90s again, starting up on Monday, and also here on Saturday. And in Chisholm, Minnesota, let's hope those temperatures are around 90 coming up here in August, because they got a really cool little thing going on. It's called Slide the City. They're bringing in a crew to construct a giant water slide. 1,000 feet of water slide. Dylan Harding with Slide the City is with us here on WCCO. Good evening and welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chisholm, Minnesota is really going to be the place to be on August 5th. You guys are bringing in your 1,000-foot water slide for a Slide the City event. You guys do this all over the country, don't you?
We do. We've got about 8 event scheduled this year, one of them being in Canada, hopefully more next year. I mean, it's a great event.
Well, if you go to, where would I find this exactly on a website for you guys? If I just Google Slide the City, would I find you?
Yep, slidethecity.com. It's got a big promo video. You can reach out to us if you're a city that doesn't have it. If you want us to come, we've got all of our upcoming locations from this or for this next year.
Wow, this is really a cool idea. Slide the City. This giant inflatable slide system, it's 1,000 feet long. How long does it take to set this thing up?
So we're usually at work starting unloading the trailer at like 4 a.m. And setup usually takes anywhere from 4.5 to 5 hours. Pretty brutal, but you know, we gotta make it fun for everybody, so it's worth it.
And then I would imagine you get a water supply from probably a hydrant near there, and just use that to continuously feed the course.
Yep, and it's actually kind of a minimal amount of water, just because we don't have it blasting water almost like a rapids kind of type thing.
Right,
it's just enough water to make a thin layer so everybody just shoots down the slide.
People really need to go to slidethecity.com because the video you guys have up there is awesome. And tell me about the technology that goes into making this thing, because, you know, we've all seen inflatable bounce houses. Well, this is a water slide that's like an inflatable bounce house on steroids.
Essentially. So our founder, T.R. Gourley, he had this wild idea that, hey, why have just a small slip and slide in front of your house when you could have a 1,000-foot one going down a city street. So he put together this idea with a couple of our other owners and said, you know, if we put some padding down so people aren't jumping straight to concrete, lay some tarp down and have some inflatable bumpers to separate some lanes and so everybody's not crashing into each other, we can have this thing go 1,000 feet down a city street and just have people zoom by.
Now, I would imagine it's key that you have to have a little bit of a decline or a hill to go down.
Yeah, the better the hill, the better the slide. But we do have people regularly posted midway down the slide in case you hit a dry spot or you might get stuck to help push you along and get you going.
Oh,
but it's always a good idea to, you know, if you do stop, get up, run, and jump on it again, because that's a lot better than just getting a push.
Sure. So it looks like the cost is anywhere from $25 on up?
Yeah, and prices will increase the closer the event gets. But, yeah, my advice would be get them now while they're cheap. But
sure. Now, what do you do if it's raining and crummy? That probably doesn't make a big factor in for people that are wearing a swimsuit, but as long as the temperatures are warm, you can keep going.
Yeah, so, I mean, as long as it's not below, you know, a temperature that's comfortable being cold. We had a slide that happened in Montana where it was a total downpour, but it was still hot and people were loving it just because it added water to the slide and people just were sending it. As long as there's no lightning, we're still going.
Oh, this, what a cool idea. So, how long has this idea been around?
We've been around for about 5 years now. Our first event actually happening here in Salt Lake down one of our most steepest hills in downtown. And that's, you can actually see that video on the promo video. It's just a little two-lane slide. But now we've upgraded and made our idea a little bit better and made it into a three-lane system.
Sure.
With arches that have sprinklers. So the whole slide is continuously being wetted down, so it's easier to slide.
Sure. Yeah. Now, I would imagine you don't want to have too much of a decline because, you know, we've seen some water slide incidents around the country where, you know, like a kid goes flying off of it just because of the physics that wasn't really thought through, you know, where you're just going too fast and you get airborne.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We, the end of our slide is actually a giant pool where all the water collects. And if we plan it out just right to have people either slide into the water or we've got an inflatable bumper stopper that, I mean, usually people don't run into, but once they hit that water, it usually slows them right down.
Sure. Now, sliders must be at least 5 years old and over 46 inches tall to do the slide. You know, here in the Twin Cities at U.S. Bank Stadium, we've got the X Games going on right now. And in the yeah, and in the winter months, we also do it at, you know, in St. Paul, right there on the cathedral grounds, where they have just some amazing snowboarding and skiing and skating type events that are just unbelievable. But man, I see a huge future for stuff like this, just for people that really like to do not so much extreme sports, but just unusual, fun, giant scale, you know, water sliding events.
You know, there's no better way to spend a Saturday in the summer when it's super hot and all you want to do is cool down and have a good time with your friends, but you're like, oh man, it's so hot that I don't even want to go outside. Well, instead of going to a swimming pool or, you know, going
sure.
to the lake, why not send it down a slip and slide that's 1,000 feet long?
We're visiting with Dylan Harding. He's the director of Wet and Wild Activities based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and they're coming to Chisholm, Minnesota, right there up on the Iron Range on August 5th. So I would imagine this process, it takes a little bit to set it up. You got to coordinate with the city, find the street that they're going to block off, and you got to have at least 1,000 feet of sliding area to work with.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of planning that goes into setting up the slide. You got to have a road closure. You got to be able to access a fire hydrant. You have to have some sort of discharge system. There's a lot of planning that goes behind it, but in the end, it's all worth it.
Sure. And what about, like, liability on your end? How do you guys, you know, handle or have dealt with things like that?
I mean, we personally insure all of our events through an event insurance. And sometimes even cities will back that up with their own double coverage of,
sure.
of our event. But we've never had any major instances where people were needing to, you know,
sure.
nothing life-threatening or anything.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, it's, you know, bumps and bruises, I think, on water slides and water parks are to be expected when you start jamming people together. But when I look at now, do people bring their own inner tubes to this, or do you supply inner tubes to slide on? How does that work?
So with your registration, everyone gets a drawstring backpack that's branded with the Slide the City logo. They get a mouth guard and a tube is included with it. We do encourage people to bring their own tubes just because we like to see people bring, like, giant pizza slices or, you know, the classic Homer Simpson donut and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And which usually work fine. There's some tubes that people will get from maybe like a Walmart or something that don't slide very well. But like I said, that tube is included with their registration. So just in case theirs doesn't work out, we've got you as a backup.
Wow, what a cool idea. Now, are you looking for volunteers in Chisholm, Minnesota for August 5th?
Yes, we've got, I've got a lady named Jeannie, and she's coordinating volunteers, but I can actually find her email to have people reach out to her because she's looking for some. She's having a little bit of trouble, but we'll need as many as we can get.
Yeah, well, you can also connect up on Facebook. If you go to the City of Chisholm's Eventbrite.com posting, there's a connect to Facebook, or just go on Facebook yourself, and I'm sure you'll find the Chisholm connection. How many of these sliding events did you say you guys do a year?
We've cut our amount this year just because we're working on building the height back up a little bit. But we've got about eight events, or I'm personally doing about eight events this year. We've got a couple other directors doing a few more. But typically in a year, we try to do anywhere from 20 to 25.
Wow, this is just really a cool, unique idea. And I would imagine with the advent of better technology with it, regard to inflatables and bounce houses and stuff like that, you can do all kinds of stuff. And I'm looking here at your video. Yeah, you could be sliding down on a giant penguin or a killer whale.
So. Yeah, we had our local event here in Salt Lake just this last weekend in a smaller subset of Salt Lake called Daybreak. The hill was awesome. It was super, super hot, but people were, you know, more than happy to get down on the slide because it was, you know, a great way to cool off. But we had a giant Pegasus unicorn tube that took up our entire middle lane, but it was just totally worth it because that thing flew.
Sure. That is so awesome. Well, again, it's Chisholm, Minnesota on August 5th. It's the Slide the City event, and you really owe it to yourself to check out their website, slidethecity.com. What a cool idea. Especially in a small town like Chisholm, Minnesota. Now, are you guys specializing kind of in small town activities like this, or is this something you bring to big cities or, you know, suburbs?
Well, you know, usually we kind of aim for big cities because it brings in a little bit bigger of a crowd. But Chisholm reached out to us and they said, hey, we've got a lot of people asking to have some cool summer event, and we thought of having no better way than to have you guys in. You know, yeah. We can't say no to that.
Sure. Well, what a great idea. Well, good luck with all of this, Dylan. And again, thanks for joining us here on WCCO Radio tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Moose.
Coming up here, the National Crime Insurance Bureau has released their annual Hot Wheels report. Not the little toys. We're talking the most stolen vehicles in the country. Are you driving around in a car that is one of the most stolen? Yeah, you might want to be careful how you park that baby outside. We'll talk about that coming up here. Our Maplewood Toyota time is 10:50 when you need a new car or truck. It's time to check out Toyota.com first. Well, heading into the home stretch here. Al Malmberg coming your way after 11 o'clock on WCCO, CBS World and National News, and an update from the WCCO local newsroom coming up here as well. So the National Insurance Crime Bureau just released their annual Hot Wheels report, which is the most stolen vehicles in the country. And I'm proud to say that my car is at the top of the list. Actually, it's not, but it's close. The top 10 most stolen vehicles last year started with the Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee at number 10. That was the 2000 era model. The Chevrolet Impala, the 2008 version, at number 9. Toyota Corolla at number 8, the 2015 version. Yikes. It sounds like the when it comes to new models, the Toyota Camry is still the most stolen new model car. At number 7, the Dodge pickup,
the 2001 era. Nissan Altima from 2015 at number 6. Toyota Camry, the 2016, is at number 5 on the list. Chevrolet Pickup, the full size from 2004, most stolen. The Ford Pickup, full size, 2006, is at number 3. Do you drive a 1998 Honda Civic? That's number 2 on the list for most stolen. And at number 1, the 1997 Honda Accord. I guarantee you, my 1990 Honda Accord, it's got rust all over the place on it. The air conditioning doesn't work. Nobody's going to want to steal it. I remember I parked that thing out back one time when I was living in South Minneapolis. And I parked it starting in the back driveway area because I was scared that in the winter months it wasn't going to start. So I didn't want to leave it out on the street there and then have it risk being towed. So I parked it out back. Somebody actually broke into that thing, and I had a whole bunch of change in the change dish ashtray up to the left-hand side of the car, up to the left of the steering wheel. They didn't find that, and they found nothing in that car. They got bupkis, but those idiots could have had, you know, $2 worth of quarters. Lost out on that. All right, we will check in with CBS World and National News. A big thanks to Kevin Reed tonight here on the Jordana Green Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.